The COVID-19 pandemic had barely set in when fashion designers and industry experts were already predicting how it would change what we wear. As WHYY's Hemant Kandi reports, local boutique owners say they saw demand for more comfy clothes rise in 2020. But as more of the country becomes vaccinated, they're bracing for more change.
Ashley O'Donnell sums up pandemic fashion this way.
No one wants to put real clothes on. This is the first time in most of our lives that we've ever actually been able to just not have to do the hustle and bustle of the morning rush hour, getting on the bus or driving to work.
O'Donnell lives in Norristown. She opened her online boutique Hella Classic last March, on Friday the 13th, the same day Montgomery County became the first in Pennsylvania to shut down because of the pandemic. Her plan to sell hair clips, scarves, turbans, and earrings was not going to work anymore.
You're not going to need pretty hair clips. There's no brunch. You know, like, I don't need my sunglasses because I'm staying in the house.
So O'Donnell did what so many fashion labels and small boutiques did. She went all in on athleisure. Think form-fitting leggings and joggers that offer a mix of comfort and fashion. Adrian Ray, owner of Curve Conscious in Philadelphia's Brewery Town, has always stocked her plus-size buy-sell-swap store with casual items like jeans, dresses, and rompers. But this month, she launched her own loungewear line based off her customers' demands.
I did a little unscientific poll on Instagram, and 90% of the people that responded to the poll, which was about 250 people, said that they practically are living in loungewear currently and even before the pandemic.
Some of the biggest fashion changes have come after major societal disruptions. After World War II, women embraced corsets and full skirts. After ditching the jeans and overalls, required to do the jobs left vacant by men serving war efforts overseas. But the war also made pants mainstream for women. Small businesses today are left trying to figure out in which direction the fashion winds will blow as the country gets inoculated against COVID-19.
You don't know what to expect.
That's Sophia M., owner of Lavender Boutique in Skipack.
I have a wide variety of literally every type of, you know, either loungewear or casual wear. It's just hard to pinpoint what a person is going to want to wear after it starts getting warm out and going to like outdoor events and all that stuff. It's just tough.
For now, M and others are holding off on major purchasing decisions, even as the time for new collections approaches. But already, they say customers are showing less interest in those fashionable joggers and opting once again for jeans. Hemant Kandi, WHYY News.